Hello, everyone. This is Matthew Fraley with BreakpointTrades.com. This is the Monday, November 9th market recap. And as you know, I sent out a brief market recap shortly after the market closed. Therefore, you should already have an idea of what the market did and some things that we're looking at. So, in tonight's update, I'm going to go over the major indexes, what we're looking at for in the short term, what my best guess is of what could happen. And also, I'm going to look at the U.S. dollar, which of course is key, as well as gold, precious metals. And also at the end, I'm going to briefly discuss the watch list, the trades on the watch list, as well as some new trade ideas at the end. The last four charts are some new trade ideas. And so, let's go ahead and get started. As you know, today was a very strong day for the market today. It gapped up in the morning and it never looked back. It rallied all day long and just consistently. In fact, the S&P 500 never pulled back more than 2 points. So it was a strong trending day up. At the close, the major indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, and NDX, Russell 2000, all gained over 2% for the day. The Dow hit a new high, and the S&P did not, but it was very close. Now, the index that is lagging is the Russell 2000. This all makes sense. When you think about what is driving this market, what is driving this market is the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar continues to fall hard. I discussed it in the weekend newsletters and the commodities, and Steve Nelson discussed it as well. As the U.S. dollar continues to plummet, the stock market, it continues to drive prices up. And it's also driving up commodities, well, especially gold. And but if you think about it, the reason why the Dow is benefiting the most is because the Dow Jones contains large international companies that sell abroad, not just in the U.S. And so these companies, their earnings benefit from a falling U.S. dollar. Now, the reason why the Russell is lagging is because, you know, it's small tech, small cap companies. Many of them aren't international and sell within the U.S., and so a falling U.S. dollar hurts their profits. So that's why we're seeing the Dow lead, and so we're going to focus on the Dow a little bit tonight, but we're also going to look at the S&P 500 and the other indexes. And so let's go and get started here. The first chart is a 30-minute chart of the S&P 500. Steve Nelson had this in his update last night. The only reason I'm showing it is because if you listen to his newsletter in the weekend, he stated that his primary scenario for today or early this week was for the market to have more upside. When we looked at the indexes over the weekend, it looked like the market had more upside, and that's what occurred. We had a strong rally today. We didn't know it was going to be this strong, of course, but we favored more upside, and that's what occurred. The market put in a bottom, sold off and put in a bottom last week on Monday with five waves down. And so when you had five waves down in a market and you have positive divergence, that was a sign that the market was going to have at least some kind of oversold rally, and that's what occurred. That was an area to cover shorts and look to put them back on at higher prices. So we looked all week. We never really got a good signal. As you know, none of our trending indicators gave long-term sell signals last week. So you know, the market, again, you know, rallied strongly today. So let's see what could occur here in the short term. First off, so the next chart, chart number two, is a daily chart of the Dow. And you can see the trending moving averages I have on here, the 1334 exponential moving average. I use those for crossovers, and the 50-day moving average. Everything is still pointing to the upside. Very simple chart. Clearly, the next resistance is the upper trend line of this wedge channel, and that essentially matches the 50% Fibonacci retracement on the weekly chart, which is all the way at 10,335. That is probably a likely area for the Dow, you know, this week sometime. When I look at the, so that's a scenario that I'm looking for, and I'll discuss the weekly chart below. Chart number three is a 60-minute chart of the Dow. And so this will give you an idea of what I'm seeing in the short term, what I think could happen. The 60-minute chart here, you can see these the lines on here, the upper and lower trend lines. The upper trend line of this chart is a likely target area for the Dow, maybe this week. So that's what I'm looking at. However, in the very short term, take a look at the RSI above. It's well over 70%. It's around 77%, so it's quite overbought. You can see every time, the past three times this happened, we got at least a pullback. And so I think early this week, I think probably tomorrow, Tuesday, or late Tuesday or Wednesday at the latest, I think we're going to get a pullback in the market. And then what? My scenario would be that we get a pullback in the market, probably starting tomorrow sometime, but then we'll probably have another up. We'll probably have another up move. And why am I saying that? Well, when I look at the MACD on here, the regular MACD has no negative divergence, as you can see. There is negative divergence via the MACD histogram. So whenever you see negative divergence via the MACD histogram at the bottom, you generally get some kind of pullback, but then you'll get another move up that will create negative divergence in the regular MACD. So notice that the previous two tops in the channel have been with negative divergence, so we don't have anything yet. So my scenario, favorite scenario, would be a pullback here in the short term with the RSI so overbought and everything overbought, and then maybe another up move to that upper trend line. So that's my favorite scenario. The other thing to watch will be the 60-period stochastics on this chart. It's been pretty good. Whenever that crosses below 80%, I would use some caution. Chart number four is the chart I had in tonight's update after the market. It's a 60-minute chart of the S&P 500. It's my fan chart. It's one of my favorite charts right now. First off, the Arun oscillator at the top, that zero level, is very important for trending indicator. It gave a buy signal in August or July, as you can see, around July 21st. It never did give a sell signal on that sell-off 2 weeks ago. And so that was one thing. Our long-term trending indicators never roll over. Last week we rallied up, and then today we followed up. So as you can see, every time on this fan chart, every time we break an uptrend line, we go back test it. And so we broke the fourth uptrend line a couple weeks ago, and we've rallied almost back to it. This is a sloping uptrend line. It's up, measures up to around 1100 or so, and obviously it can ride it higher. So this could be a potential target area on the S&P, okay? You know, if it follows the previous times. Again, just like the Dow above, we have negative divergence via the MACD histogram at the bottom, but not on a regular MACD. And if I put an RSI on here, it looks just like the Dow. And so what we might get is a pullback here in the short term, and then one more rally up to test that trend line, and then that might set up some negative divergence. Otherwise, if we blow through trend line number four, I think the next target would be 1120 for the S&P. Obviously, major support is down at the bottom trend line number five, but that's all the way down there around 1050. So it's quite far away now. So that's what I see in the short term, guys. Chart number five is a 60-minute chart of the S&P. This is for my TradeStation platform. By the way, those of you who are members to Breakpoint Trades, paying members, this is a workspace that I will make available. It uses this custom indicator at the bottom is a linear regression slope. It's not a magic indicator, but it works pretty good. You can see that when it goes above zero, it's green. When it goes below zero, it's red. And you generally get a buy signal when it's above green, above zero, and a sell signal when it's below zero. You can see how well it's worked. It gave a buy signal back in early October, had in that whole uptrend. It gave a sell signal around late October 21st. That was a very timely sell signal. And it gave a buy signal not at the lows, but last week on, looks like, Tuesday or so, Tuesday or Wednesday, 11/4. And so, and, you know, it's still on a buy signal. So what do you see on this, the linear regression slope? Obviously, first off, notice that there's no divergence in it. So that signals that if it pulls back here, it's more than likely to have another move up. Also, you know, it's well above zero. So this indicator is very strong at this time. And so, you know, that's why my favorite scenario in the short term is a pullback in the market, but then probably more upside. Again, this indicator, I will make it available on the website. Eventually, I'm going to put it, I'm going to have a series of downloadable indicators on the website that you can use if you're a TradeStation member. You'd have to have the be a member of TradeStation, which is a brokerage service. And chart number 6 is another 60-minute chart of the S&P. Again, nothing new here. You know, this is the chart I had last week. You know, the S&P had 5 waves down, so it was very obvious that the market was going to put an oversold rally. Obviously, we didn't know it would go this far. But, you know, the market does what it does. So there's no divergence here. So for now, it's very overbought. We expect a pullback, but then maybe some more upside. There's some trend line support at the red uptrend line. Keep an eye on the MAC, the 60-period stochastics at the bottom. That appears very useful, above 80%. Chart number 7 is a 30-minute chart of the S&P 500. I did have this in last week's newsletter, I think in November 5th. I stated that it looked to be setting up to a potential inverse head and shoulder pattern, and obviously that played out. The target area was the box up in the 1090s up to 1100, so this pattern obviously played out. Let's look at some weekly charts. Chart number 8 is a weekly chart of the Dow. You can see the downtrend line, the red downtrend line from the October 2007 highs. That's a potential target over time. However, I think in the short term, probably this week, one target would be that 50% Fibonacci retracement at 10,335. That just seems a given. We're pretty close to it. Chart number 9 is the weekly S&P 500 chart, similar type of chart. The 50% Fibonacci retracement is 1120. So that's achievable, I think, if we break up strongly over 1100, get through that fan trend line. Chart number 10, taking a look at the NASDAQ, is a 60-minute chart of the NASDAQ. And notice that it's rallied back up to the broken trend line. And so this is resistance. This is a logical area for it to pull back. You can see we have some divergence via the MACD histogram. So again, I think in the short term, we're going to have some pullback in the market. Chart number 11 is the Russell 2000. You can see how much weaker it is than the S&P and Dow. It's well off of its highs. And again, the one reason of this is because of the weak U.S. dollar. It negatively affects small cap companies. And on the other hand, it positively affects large cap companies like the Dow, that make up the Dow. So the rut is also at a major trend line resistance, so it makes it's logical for it to have a pullback off of this area. So that does it for the major indexes. Again, in the very short term, looks like we're going to have some pullback, guys. If it would turn into something else, then make sure to take note, but that's what I see so far. Chart, looking at some indicators, chart number 12 is our trending indicator. It's our NYSI summation index. This is what I meant when I talked above about our trending indicators never rolled over. You can see that this indicator gave a buy signal back in April 1st, and it never gave a sell signal. So this signal needs to roll over long term, I think. It's a nice trending indicator for those of you who work jobs, who have 401ks, and don't want to follow, you know, the day-to-day quick movement. So for now, this remains on an uptrend. Moving on, I think it's important to talk about the U.S. dollar. So that brings us into our next chart. Chart number 13 is a daily chart of the U.S. dollar futures. This is dollar sign DXY is the U.S. dollar futures symbol in TradeStation. And you can obviously see on this chart the 50-day moving average is key resistance, that light blue moving average. Every time we hit it, we stop at it. A lot of people are looking for a bottom in U.S. dollar. We're eventually looking for some kind of bottom in U.S. dollar, too. But a bottom is not confidently put in until we at least close strongly above that 50-day moving average. So that's what needs to happen. There is some support at the lower trend line, the blue trend line. But that's the longer-term view. And, of course, the market is moving inversely correlated to the U.S. dollar as it continues to weaken. Chart number 14 is a 60-minute chart of the U.S. dollar. And the reason I'm showing you this is because there is no positive divergence on the MACD in the 60-minute chart. the U.S. dollar. So that tells me that the U.S. dollar could bounce here in the short term, but it'll be temporary, and I think it probably sells down again because there's no negative divergence. And that supports my view above with the market having a pullback, possibly tomorrow on Tuesday, but then having more upside because the U.S. dollar, even on a 60-minute chart, still doesn't look like it's really put in a bottom. Chart number 15 is a 240-minute chart of the U.S. dollar. Now, this chart's a little more interesting. You can see it's at support. It bounced, you know, at a double bottom here from the late October time frame. So it is at support. So it found logical support today. So let's see what kind of bounce it puts in here. You know, based on the 60-minute chart, it looks like it's just going to have a bounce and then one more sell-off. But let's see if this support holds or not. If it doesn't, then likely the U.S. dollar could sell off down to its 2008 lows. So that's what I see for the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar, of course, is key going forward. Everything is about the dollar. Now, moving on to gold. Chart number 16 is a 60-minute chart of GLD. That's the gold ETF. And this played out just like I thought it, just like I covered in the Commodities Weekend newsletter. If you look at my comments, and if you listen to my update on the weekend for commodities, I stated that there's the gold looked like it was in a fourth wave consolidation and needed another move to the upside for a fifth wave. And that's exactly what we got today. We got a gap up with a fifth wave move, and so we got the gap up to the upside today. Gold hit a high of $1,111 today, so brand new high today. But as you can see, the morning gap up was the high today. Now we have strong negative divergence in the MACD and the RSI above. And with five waves that you can count in to the upside, I think gold is now going to have some kind of pullback. So I think I would be very cautious with gold in the short term. Has the top been put in gold? That's too early to say. It could just have a decent ABC pullback and then continue to rally. As I've stated in my, as I showed in my update, commodities update on the weekend, you know, long term, gold could potentially have targets all the way up at 1,300 or 1,500. But in the short term, guys, it's toppy here. Five waves up, negative divergence. You know, today was a good day to take profits on the gap up. So that's what I see for gold. Chart number 17 is DGP. This is the 2x gold ETF. This is on the watch list. And this has been on the watch list since September. So we've been long, well, almost 2.5 months. And so those of you who work jobs, you know, the watch list isn't all short-term trades. This is a long-term trade. We've had it for a long time. But with today's move up, it might be time to start taking some profits, guys. You know, my price target range on this was 26 to 28. We're almost there. You could always buy it back on a good pullback, you know. So it's basically achieved a price target. Regarding gold stocks, chart number 18 is a 60-minute chart of GDX. That's the gold stock ETF. I don't want to look at individual gold stocks tonight. I want to look at the ETF. It also gapped up today, and it's overbought, so it looks ripe for a pullback. Today's high, mid-early morning high was the high, and it pulled back into the close. If you're still long gold stocks or GDX, watch the uptrend line in this ratio chart. We have a nice, well-defined long uptrend line here. If that's broken, I think that will give a nice sell signal for gold stocks. That the when you have generally have these long trend lines, they work well. Okay. Now moving on to the watch list. Chart number 19 is SH. This is the short ETF, bear ETF for the S&P 500. This has been on, as you know, on the watch list. We also had some long-term that we were watching for some bear ETFs for the market indexes. As you know, the market had five waves down last week on Monday, and so we were looking for a rally. That was a good time to take any of these off. We were looking for an area to position these back on, but the market's been extremely strong. So if the market continues to move up, I'm going to take these off the watch list. But, you know, for now, we'll continue to monitor them. And the SH chart here, it is on a trend line. So this is an area for it to bounce, but it could also easily make new lows. The Arun oscillator to top never crossed above zero. That's our trending indicator. I would have liked to see that, and that never occurred. And so that was a warning. So let's see. Again, let's just focus on the market in the short term otherwise. Chart number 20 is the Russell 2000 short ETF. And this one looks a little better. It's on the watch list still. I think it is near some support here, the trend line. And so that's an area for it to find some support. So I would watch that. And next, just going some other watch list ideas. Besides these couple bear ETFs, we have quite a few long ideas, but I want to discuss them because the market's overbought here and I don't want you to get it trapped. Chart number 21 is ANV. It's a gold stock. It was added to the watch list over the weekend. You can see it had a move up today. But guys, gold stocks are looking a little toppy here with gold. So you might, you know, want to set your stop at break even or even take profits if you want for this. And especially chart number 22, EXK. It's a silver stock. It gapped up today. Volume's okay. But use some caution in the smaller stocks like this. These stocks can be quite whippy, and you know, so this is one that, you know, I would keep a tight rein on, especially the gold stocks a little bit overbought here. A lot of the small cap gold and silver stocks, many times they'll end up doing financings out of the blue, etc. So they're not my favorite thing to trade. Moving on, chart number 23, YZC is a coal, or it's a coal stock. I had it in last week's update, and it broke out last week. It continues to move higher. So if anyone bought this, nice job. Time to take half off the table, sell half of your position, move your stop up to 1750, and you know, be happy. Nice job, good gains. Chart number 24, Waste Management broke out today. It's been on the watch list since last week. Again, it had a nice move, but the market overbought here, guys. I'd maybe possibly sell half and put your stop down at your entry price or slightly below it, so you cannot take a loss and you're guaranteed a winner. Chart number 25, GOL. This was also put on the watch list last week. It broke out on Friday and it continued today. Nice looking pattern. Just take partial profits, move your stops up. That way you can't get hurt. Chart number 26. GKK. It's been on the watch list for a while. You know, it's above resistance here, and this, I want to see this pattern get going. If it doesn't, I'm going to remove it from the watch list. So I'd keep your stops tight on this one. Chart number 27, PODD, broke out early last week and it's been meandering up here. I don't like it anymore. Volume sucks. I'm going to take it off the watch list. In this environment, I looked at a lot of individual stock picks tonight, guys, and I'm not finding much. There's not much out there. You think that, oh, with the market moving up strongly, there'd be a lot of good picks. No, there's not. And so when it's like that, it's time to rein it in, be very conservative, don't hold a lot of things. So this one is coming off the watch list. Chart number 28, TSYS. You know, it's meandering here. We had resistance at 906. It closed above resistance today. You know, decide what you want to do with this, guys. If you want to put your stop at break even, that's fine. But, you know, if it doesn't move here, I might take it off the watch list. Chart number 29, TE, Teco Energy, broke out today. The volume's not impressive, so make sure to keep a tight rein on that one. Lastly, here's some new trade ideas. Again, they're horizontal breakouts, and with the market overbought here in the short term, use some caution. I'd rather these not break out tomorrow, honestly, and you know, consolidate here a little bit. But they're nice patterns. If volume is good, I think you could do them. Take only the ones that are that are taking the best volume. So BBY, Best Buy, clear resistance at 42. IM, resistance at 1880. IP, International Paper, resistance is 2530 to 2550. And SBNY, resistance at 32. So again, just make sure, if you do any of these, make sure volume is impressive. Otherwise, you could pass on them. So that does it, guys. Let's see what happens tomorrow. Steve and I will be in the blog trading community if you have any questions. And that does it. Have a great evening. and I will talk to you later.